What's up, fam? It's Complexity here, and I know today is Eclipse Day. Yes, it is the total solar eclipse. Now, what in the world does a total solar eclipse mean? Well, let's jump into it and find out more about this eclipse. Okay, a total solar eclipse is a rare, awe-inspiring astronomical event. It only occurs when the moon phase between Earth and the sun are casting a shadow on Earth's surface. Okay, as with any other eclipse, observations are encouraged to plan ahead, research viewing locations, and take appropriate safety precautions to ensure a memorable and enjoyable viewing experience. I do not plan on viewing the solar eclipse. I don't want to be blinded. Isn't that some of the myths that are told to us about the solar eclipse? I'll never forget we had a solar eclipse back in 84 or something like that. And my father had told me in order to see the eclipse, I needed to fill up a bucket of water. I'll never forget it was a tin pail. We filled it up with water and we set it wherever the sun was going to be at so we could watch the solar eclipse in the water. It'll reflect off on the water and we could be able to see it then. Interesting. So this 2024 total eclipse is expected to occur today. And it's going to be in many different parts of the world. Everybody's going to be able to see it. However, not everybody's going to see it at the same time. The path of the total solar eclipse will be obstructed by the moon at the exact regions of Mexico, Central and Eastern U.S., and Eastern Canada. And these are the major cities like Dallas, Texas, Indianapolis, Indiana, Cleveland, Ohio, and Buffalo that will be affected the most. Outside the path of totalism, observers will still witness a partial solar eclipse, which means they will never see the whole thing. We never see the whole thing. Why? Because from one side of the, if the moon and the sun are around, we only gonna see the side that we see. We can't see the other side. It makes logical sense. So it's very important that you use the proper eye protection when you are viewing the solar eclipse. As I said before, the best bet is to get a bucket of water and let it reflect out of the water. Now, this solar eclipse brings in total. You should be discarding anything that you no longer use, that includes relationships, people, places, objects. Clean your home. Have free flowing energy, or else you're going to have a lot of negative energy. Because not only are we dealing with a solar eclipse, we are smack dab in the middle of Mercury retrograde. So it's going to be very heavy. And I want you guys to all stay prayed up, be thankful, be grateful. And if you can, meditate. All right. With that being said, this has been some news on the 2024 total solar eclipse. Enjoy your day.